Arizona public school students have been taking the AZ Merit Test. The testing window ends early next month. This is the replacement for the state's former standardized test called AIMS. To find out how it's going, we call on Joe Thomas. He's a U.S. government teacher at Skyline High School in Mesa and vice president of the Arizona Education Association.
It's gone pretty well. I mean, it's a disruption. Anytime you move away from the day-to-day class schedule, it's going to be a disruption. But it's been a pretty manageable one. We have a lot of people that are working on it, trying to get the schedule set. The difficulty is we're one of two high schools in Mesa that are piloting the computer version of the AZ Merit Test. And the idea is that's supposed to streamline the results and make it somewhat easier to take. And this is the first year, so there's always those first year implementations. But our biggest challenge this year is we have more students than we have computers.
How does the disruption with this test compare to the disruption that schools and your school maybe in particular saw with AIMS?
Well, AIMS we had done for several years, and so the short answer is a pen and paper test, as long as you have enough test booklets, enough answer documents, and enough number two pencils for students, everything's great. You can test them all at the same time. You just have to have them kind of sectioned off into the different classrooms. This one, the technology is the limitation.
How much of the disruptions that you're seeing do you attribute to this is the first time you're doing AZ Merit, you're working out a lot of the wrinkles, you didn't necessarily know everything to expect, versus sort of maybe inherent problems with the test or how students take the test, things like that?
Yeah, that's a really good question because you learn so much in your first year. And I have to say that we haven't had too many glitches, but there's little things. We found out that if you don't have the headphones plugged in to the computer as you log in, the headphones don't work. It has to do with the security around the browser. And so there's little hardware and software issues that you learn, but that's disrupting the student's test. There's software issues that will have to be addressed by the vendor, and I'm sure they will. That's part of a first-year rollout. Most of it is first-year stuff, first-year implementation, and most of it is small. But again, you want to make sure you minimize that as much as possible so the students can have test results that really reflect a positive climate that they were taking the test in and not a lot of disruptions.
Have you heard anything from colleagues in other districts or other parts of the state about how this rollout is going, either the paper and pencil version or a computer version in other districts?
I've heard just a little bit because we've just started. There's a colleague I have, an English teacher at Mesquite High School. They did the computer version. They got through it in about a week or just over a school week. That tells me they have a lot more computers or they found a way to extend the day or, you know, it worked wonderfully. And she even said it was very smooth. I heard from a parent board member that the test showed up the day after the first scheduled day of testing at his son's school. And there are things that you can control and things you can't, and, you know, you shift that schedule, but that's a pretty good disruption. So it's a rollout year, and everybody's adjusting as best they can. Arizona's in the midst of a real focus on testing, and testing is important. No teacher's going to tell you it's not. But it doesn't tell you everything about the kid, and we've got to remember that our primary role there is teaching and learning, and we need to be able to get through these tests in a manageable amount of time and get back to what we do every day, which is work with kids, get them from point A to point B. So you could talk to 50 different teachers in 50 different schools and get a lot of different stories, but I've not heard horror stories at all. Most of them have been fairly positive or at least issues that would be reasonable. Those are real issues, but I think that people are going to be able to work through them.
Joe Thomas is a U.S. government teacher at Skyline High School in Mesa. He's also vice president of the Arizona Education Association. Joe, thank you so much.
No, thank you, Mark.